Battle Creek's 95.3 WBCK.
Listen to Live with Rank, and I was hoping by now we'd also be listening to Governor Snyder. He has not called in yet, so let's see what happens to that. But we will move on, and he won't be able to inform us, at least yet, on the good jobs package of bills that he is hoping that people support. Now, as I said prior to the break, the Detroit News last week was reporting that a Michigan judge last Wednesday extended her temporary freeze on state funding for private schools as she continues to consider a request for a longer injunction. Now, this Court of Claims judge, Cynthia Diane Stevens, extended the order in a verbal ruling during a hearing in Detroit, the court spokesman confirmed. Now, the ACLU is of Michigan's among a handful of groups who sued the state in Michigan seeking to block a $2.5 million budget appropriation designed to reimburse private schools for state mandates, including immunizations and compliance drills. We will get in a little bit more detail to that because I've just been informed that the governor is online. Good morning and welcome to the Live with Rank show, Governor Snyder.
It's great to be with you again.
Hi. So I know we don't have a whole lot of time, so let's jump right into this. I kind of set everybody up prior to the interview with you on your editorial or your op-ed piece that was published in Detroit News, what the Senate bills 242 through 244, are commonly known as Good Jobs for Michigan package, is all about. What will the Michigan taxpayers get for offering these incentives to prospective employers or employers who are here and want to expand, Governor Snyder?
Well, we'll end up getting more jobs, which actually helps us economically in terms of long-term growth. One of the things we really learned from Rank is in the past, I've never been a fan of incentives. I mean, I helped get rid of the old ones that we had that had serious problems. So we've restructured this to really say this is for new jobs, it's for above-average pay jobs, this is for large opportunities, and it's only after the people have been working, it's been audited, would they get the incentive, and then there's an overall cap. So we've done a lot of things to make sure we can compete for these opportunities that right now we're at a serious disadvantage, but this would allow us to do it in a smart way.
Well, you kind of hit on what my next question was going to be, because I know that we had an issue, we meaning just collectively the state of Michigan, with the tax incentive plans put out by under Governor Granholm when just what was it last year or the year before we had a close to a $300 million budget. A hole that we had to fix due to the fact that these companies were cashing in their chips. So, again, why don't you emphasize with my listeners, your constituents here in the state of Michigan, what's the difference between those past incentive packages and the ones that you're backing right now?
Well, they're a dramatic difference because I was glad to get rid of the old one. In many respects, the old ones could be for retained jobs. They weren't audited the same way. They went on and could be many different kinds of jobs. If you look at it, it add up to billions of dollars of liability. And some of these credits went on for 20 to 30 years in terms of how long they could last, where this is for a very much different situation. These are for new jobs. They only get paid after the people actually work. They're audited. They have to be above average pay jobs. There's a cap on the entire program. Again, it's to be used in a limited context where it can really make a difference. The goal is not to have the largest incentive to get people to come here for just the incentive. We've got the most talented, wonderful people. We want them to come here because of our people, our talent, our supply chain. But at the same time, if you don't have any incentives or incentives that are competitive at all, we won't get those opportunities in many cases. And so the good part is we're seeing strong demand now, Rank. Our economy is doing very well, but we can even do better. So let's continue to work hard on bringing those great paying jobs to Michigan and see them grow right here.
So one of my listeners, and again, the citizens of Michigan to understand, correct me if I'm wrong, the big difference here is accountability by these businesses, and they will be accountable. They will be audited. It will be transparent to us, us taxpayers here in Michigan. It's the fact that you're creating new jobs at 100. If you create 250 new jobs or more, paying 125% or more of the regional average, I think you're getting 50% back on the payroll taxes, Michigan payroll taxes they pay. And if you create 500 jobs and more, you'll get 100% of the and paying 100% of the regional wages, they'll get 100% of the pay, the taxes they pay here to the state of Michigan. And that's for a certain time limit, Governor?
Yeah, there are time limits on these in terms of, again, it does get a little difficult, but if you look at it, for 500 person job opportunities, they have to pay above average, and they would get an incentive equal to the withholding tax of these employees for 5 years up to 50%. If it's over 125%, if you think about that rank, those are very high paying jobs. It could go for 250 job opportunities or higher, and it would be for 10 years for 100%. So these are limited. So after that time period, we're going to see all the value of that. In the meantime, with the 50% case, we're still seeing incremental value to the state of Michigan because they're new jobs, and there's much more transparency to this in terms of the audit process, the reporting process, the overall cap. We learned from the prior program that, again, I was happy to see go away. I helped make it go away. So let's learn from that, and let's go after more opportunities here for people to go get good-paying jobs.
Now, Governor Snyder, you kind of hit on it in the last point you made, not this time, the time before, and something I've talked to my listeners about, and I just said it in the first segment prior to speaking with you, and I'm wondering if you ever get together when you get to these governor's conferences with these guys, and it's hard, and a lot of people who aren't for these incentive programs, because picking winners and losers, or however you want to call it or frame it, is how do you unilaterally disarm? Because if everybody else is doing it, then you have to do it. And, you know, you don't want the perfect to get in the way of the good. But has there ever been any talk among governors saying maybe if we all band together and try to attract these people on our businesses, on the climate that the politicians feel about businesses, as well as moving to a Great Lakes state like Michigan? Has there ever been any traction in that with you and other governors?
Well, I brought it up to other governors because I'm with you in theory there, Rank. I don't like the concept of doing these theoretically. It's more out of the pragmatic, like you said. You have to be practical, and you can't let perfection get in the way of bringing good jobs to Michigan. The issue is there are too many other states, too many other governors that are looking for this as a way to show short-term results, to essentially buy people into their state so it can sound good. And that's not a good answer. I mean, the right answer is it has to make good sound economics, and everybody has to win in some fashion. So that's where I think it's important that we be pragmatic. And as I mentioned, these are actually geared not to be as large as other states are offering, but to say we do have something in our toolkit, and then let's make sure we're making the biggest, most important points about our great talent, our supply chain opportunities, why you should be doing it in Michigan, and our other advantages.
But like we said earlier, and it is, well, it's true, you can't unilaterally disarm when others won't do so. You have brought it up with other governors, but unless you get total buy-in, it's a losing cause.
Well, again, that's where we've been showing good job growth, but we have some real life opportunities now that Michigan is drawing attention from places around the world, in addition to great companies here that are much bigger job opportunities than we used to be in the market for. I mean, literally, where people that are looking to bring thousands of jobs to some location are now looking at Michigan as an active one. And we didn't have a tool in our toolbox to deal with that. We've had some other tools out there, but we've got one arm tied behind our back. And if we get this tool, which I'd love to get on Wednesday of this week through the legislature, I think we can really land some exciting opportunities that won't just be about that company itself coming, but bringing a whole bigger supply chain, other, you know, supporting jobs to go with that, and have it be a win for all of us.
We're kind of playing off each other. I was going to ask you exactly that. We just have a few seconds left in this segment in the interview. Where are those bills currently? I know they were passed by the Senate.
Yeah, the Senate has passed it. They're on the House. Hopefully we can get a vote on Wednesday through the House and concurrence in the Senate. There are a couple of amendment opportunities we should be looking at to really address the market out there. But this is a big day on Wednesday. So I encourage people to talk to their legislators and say, let's be pragmatic here. Let's be smart and pragmatic and get something done to help all Michiganders hopefully have better employment opportunities.
Thank you very much for coming on air, Governor Schneider. Have a great day.
Great to be with you.
You listen to Live with Rank. Your thoughts. We'll be right back after this.
95.3 WBCK.